American Language Course, Tape 1307B. Let's practice the consonant pair B. Place lips firmly together and take a deep breath. Repeat.
P. Pen. B. Ben. P. Pin. B. Bin. P. Pan. B. Ban. P. Pole. B. Bowl. P. Pete. Beat. P. Pit. B. Bit.
Be careful with the next very important pair. T. D. The tip of the tongue must touch the roof of the mouth, just above the teeth. Do not touch the teeth. Take a deep breath. Repeat.
T. Tin. D. Din. T. Ten. D. Den. T. Tan. D. Dan. T. Tune. D. Dune. T. Ton. D. Done. T. Time. D. Dime.
Now let's practice k, g.
K, came. G, game. K, could. Good. K. Come. G. Gum. K. Coal. G. Goal. K. Cut. G. Got. K. Duck. G. Dug. K. Luck. G. Lug.
Now be careful with the pair f, v. Place the upper teeth on lower lip. Take a deep breath and vibrate the lower lip. Repeat what you hear.
F. Fan. V. Van. F. Fail. V. Veil. Fat. Vat. F. Fine. Vine. F. File. Vile. Fault. Vault. Life. Live.
Listen to this conversation in a clothing store.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to see a sports jacket. I prefer dark gray.
What size do you wear?
About size 42.
Here's a 42, all wool. Try it on.
That looks good. How much is it?
The regular price is $85. This week it's on special for $55. Alterations are free.
I'll take it. Don't wrap it. I'll wear it. I need a white shirt, too. My size is 16.5, 32 sleeve length.
Here you are, $12 each. These collars are the latest style.
Let me have two, please.
Listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to see a sports jacket. I prefer dark gray.
What size do you wear?
About size 42.
Here's a 42, all wool. Try it on.
This looks good. How much is it?
The regular price is $85. This week, it's on special for $55. Alterations are free.
I'll take it. Don't wrap it. I'll wear it. I need a white shirt, too. My size is 16.5, 32 sleeve length.
Here you are, $12 each. These collars are the latest style.
Let me have two, please.
Notice the verb phrases in the following questions and answers. Listen to the sentences and then repeat them.
Did you used to speak French?
No, I didn't used to speak it.
Do you like to eat fruit?
Yes, we like to eat it very much.
Does she need to buy toothpaste?
No, she doesn't need to buy it.
Do you have to see the dentist?
No, I don't have to see him. But I intend to see him.
Does Frank want to visit his parents?
No, he doesn't want to visit them this year.
How many years does he intend to work?
He intends to work 10 more years.
When did Henry expect to buy a car?
He expected to get one last year.
Do you hope to go to the mountains soon?
We hope to go there next month.
Why didn't you want to go to New York?
We wanted to go somewhere else.
Where do you expect to have a better time?
We expect to have a better time on the coast. Let's practice changing the tenses of some sentences. You will hear some sentences in the past tense. Put them in the present tense. Then repeat the correct response. Example.
She had to see the doctor.
She has to see the doctor.
She has to see the doctor.
She has to see the doctor.
The doctor had to come here.
The doctor has to come here.
She wasn't able to work at home.
She isn't able to work at home.
They helped her every day.
They help her every day.
He was able to work hard.
He is able to work hard.
The people left at 5 o'clock.
The people leave at 5 o'clock.
We bought a new car every year.
We buy a new car every year.
He let me read his letters.
He lets me read his letters.
We came to work early.
We come to work early.
He took medicine every day.
He takes medicine every day.
They went to the concert every week.
They go to the concert every week.
Here are some sentences based on the reading in this lesson.
Listen to them and repeat them. Mrs. Johnson was sick last month. She had to see the doctor almost daily. The doctor often came to the house. She was too sick to get up. She couldn't do any work at all. The husband and children did all the work. The doctor wouldn't let her do anything. She's getting better now. She's able to get up. She still can't do any work. The doctor wants her to rest. She must take medicine every day. She can work again in a few weeks. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson will take a trip soon. The children have to stay at home. They must attend school. They'll stay with their aunt and uncle. Mrs. Johnson is looking forward to the trip. She'll be able to get a complete rest.
Let's practice short sentences using modals. Notice the short question and answer structures.
I can go tomorrow. Can you go too?
No, I can't.
She will leave tonight. Will he leave with her?
No, he won't.
They should study English. Should we study it too?
Yes, you should.
You must see a doctor soon.
Must I see him today?
Yes, you must. They couldn't go yesterday. Could you go instead?
Yes, I could.
We shouldn't go to the movies. Should you go anyway?
Yes, I should.
He wouldn't help me. Would you do it?
Yes, I would.
I will have to study tomorrow. Will you study too?
Yes, I will.
He can't finish it. Can you do it?
Yes, I can.
They should leave early. Should we leave early too?
No, you shouldn't. This is the end of tape 1307B.